Welcome to Park Chatter, the podcast that brings you the latest news and insights on all things Disney theme parks and resorts, with your hosts, Matt and Katie. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for some insider knowledge, they've got you covered. From the latest ride openings and food festivals to trip planning and advice, they're your ultimate guide to all things Disney. So sit back, relax, and let's chat on Park Chatter.
Welcome back to another episode of Park Chatter. Katie, my co-host, is also here. Katie, how's it going?
Hello, I am doing great, and how are you?
You know, I'm a little sad today, oh. I'm not going to lie.
Sad? Why?
Well, you know, I am almost out of my H2O bar soap that I use to wash my hands in the bathroom with. Yeah. The bar soap, I had four bars that I brought home with me on my trip from September last year. I am on the last one. It's almost over. I used it just before to wash my hands, and I'm like, it's getting real small. So like, instead of just using that all the time, I'm using like the liquid soap that I have next to it because I need to make it last a little bit longer. I'm rushing into it, just using it way too quickly.
Gosh, I wasn't prepared for this amount of sadness. I am so sorry.
I know. It's such a just like a great reminder of Disney. You wash your hands, you smell it, and it's just like, oh, that's. I feel like I'm at a Disney resort.
I agree. So. I don't use the bar soap, but I always stocked up on the lotion.
Oh, I got plenty of that.
You got lotion? Okay, I'm running low on the lotion, so I might need to hit you up.
Oh, I if you really want one, I have probably like five or six. I would use it more, but my wife does not really care for the smell of it.
Yeah.
But I use it. You know, I feel like it does nothing.
Oh, you know, no. It's definitely more of a perfume than an actual lotion.
Yeah.
But it still gives me the happiness that I am truly looking for. So.
Yeah. Yeah. With a newborn, you have to be washing your hands all the time. My hands are just so dry and cut up, just so I have to always wash my hands, especially because my other daughter's bringing home illnesses and diseases from daycare. Then we got to make sure the other one doesn't, you know, the newborn doesn't get it. So, you know, but trying to lotion up with the Disney H2O soap is just, you know, not very good.
Doesn't quite do the trick.
No, not at all.
But hey, it smells good. It's that little dose of serotonin that you need.
It does. It does. Yeah. I still see that H2O is still in some resorts. Mm-hmm. I have seen in certain places, I forget which resort it was, someone was posting about it, but they have like a completely different soap now. So, yeah, because, you know, if you're not aware, you know, people listening on the podcast, so H2O Plus, no, right? H2O Plus. I think that was the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to double confirm that real quick. H2O Plus Beauty, they shut down at the beginning of the year, and they were the company that supplied soaps and all these other, you know, cosmetics to Disney World. Unfortunately, you know, they closed down. So Disney is at some point, I guess, going to change over to another company. The good thing is, you know, if you want H2O products, non-Disney related, you can still buy some on Amazon. It looks like Amazon still has a stock full, so.
Nice.
But I'm sure if you want the Disney branded one, it's probably like on eBay or just go to.
You definitely just find like a tiny little bar of soap for $300,000.
Yeah, maybe.
On eBay.
Yeah, no, maybe. So anyway, so that's what's happening there. And so, yeah, just sad. But I'm okay. I'll be okay.
You're gonna make it through? So. Okay.
Gonna make it through. Good. Gonna do it. So. All right. Well, you know, I wish I had better news, but this is another very slow news week.
Yeah.
You know, there really wasn't much going on. This is the halfway to Christmas week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, technically, it's it's still June 14th, but Disney's releasing all this information about Disney happenings that are going on at Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line. But as of this episode of recording, they have not dropped the news for Disney World. So when this when the show is released on Thursday, June 15th, it looks like Disney is going to be dropping all like the news for the events happening at Walt Disney World for Christmas parties and, you know, so on. Unfortunately, we don't have that today, so we're going to have to wait till next week to chat about it. But it sounds like it's being rumored that Hollywood Studios is going to debut a all-new ticketed holiday event at Walt Disney World this year. It's being rumored. So I'm curious if, you know, that's going to actually happen. So if it does, well, you know, we'll talk about it next week.
Yeah.
How would you feel about that?
I would love it, honestly. I want more than anything in the world for the Osborne Family Lights to come back, because that was the coolest thing. I just loved walking through all of the lights down whatever the street
Sunset
of
Boulevard.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Streets of America?
I think it's Streets of America. Yeah.
Whatever that street was called. I just loved the Osborne Family Lights. They were so great. And so when I saw the little promo that had the little Hollywood Tower of Terror on it, I was super stoked that that might be it. But it would also be cool having like a ticketed party there too, to kind of break up the crowds at Magic Kingdom ticketed events.
Yeah. Yeah. I have not been to Hollywood Studios during Christmas time, but I've heard just excellent things about it. And I mean, I've seen images and it looks really cool, especially the projections out on the Tower of Terror, Hollywood Tower Hotel. You know, I've heard, you know, great things about it. So I'd be interested in a Hollywood Studios party. I mean, I think I think it's a great idea to have two separate ticketed events.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be definitely curious to what they do, whether it's like overlays of attractions. I wonder if they would add that, you know, special parades. Cause I'm pretty sure they do like, not like big parades, but like more cavalcades at Hollywood Studios.
Yeah. Studios has just been doing cavalcades.
Okay. I mean, it used to be built to do full on parades.
Yeah.
I don't know if it still is or not, but at least it used to be.
I don't even know if they're doing cavalcades anymore, honestly. Because I don't remember seeing them when we were there in January, but I might have just missed it.
Yeah, I don't know either. I think they are. I feel like I still see it pop up on people's Instagrams.
The coolest one was way, way, way back pre-COVID when they would do the March of the First Order down Sunset Boulevard.
That was
the coolest thing. I love that. They should bring that back.
Yeah. Yeah, the March of the First Order was awesome. I love that. Yeah, Captain Phasma coming down with like everyone, and then they had like the stage show and stuff. So, So hopefully next week we'll be discussing all of the Christmas news for everyone. So,
although I gotta say, I don't understand why it's halfway to Christmas when it's June. Isn't like Christmas in July? Like, I don't know, in July. I'm just very confused why June is the halfway point. Is it because in November? Is it because the parties and stuff starts in November? Is that their reasoning?
Maybe.
But like maybe. Christmas in July is in July, not June.
Oh, it's just maybe because the parties, maybe because the celebrations at Disney start at this time. Because technically the castle switches over immediately, like from. Yeah,
November
it can pretty
5th
much
or something. Yeah,
yeah, it pretty much goes from. Yeah, I think it's like a week buffer, isn't it? I don't even remember.
I don't know.
Anyways, but
that's my thinking. I don't know.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you, but they're celebrating now.
Okay, fine. Hey, I'm all for the Christmas spirit. I'm not trying to poop on anyone's Christmas joy, but I'm just saying it doesn't. I don't like when they say it's halfway to Christmas because it's not. It's halfway plus a month. I digress.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, let's we'll wait to see if we have some news for next week. Until then, we have a few small pieces of news. And then since we needed some topics, Katie and I decided to come up with interesting questions to discuss, you know, just for fun. And then we have one listener question to answer. So we'll get to that. So. All right. Well, for the first news topic, the thing that's been, you know, everyone on everyone's mind Well, at least I've seen, this is the thing that I've seen, like, the biggest news item of this past week. So Indiana Jones has a new movie coming out called The Dial of Destiny, coming out at the end of the month. Disney opened up a pop-up location called the Den of Destiny. This is a shop that's kind of near Indiana Jones and what's the restaurant? I'm blanking on the restaurant that's over there.
Primetime?
Yes, over near Primetime. I believe it's over in that area. Like, I think Chippendale were kind of meeting over there too, but they moved Chippendale temporarily somewhere else. But they opened up the Den of Destiny, again, over in Hollywood Studios. And it's going on from June 9th through August 15th. And in there, you'll see like some memorabilia from the movie. You'll see the Dial of Destiny itself. There's like a photo op in there. But they're also serving some specialty drinks. They are themed, of course, to Indiana Jones. One is called the La Atlantique. How would you say that? Atlantique.
Yeah.
It looks like Atlanta or Atlantis and then I don't know. But it's a green tea, non-alcoholic, pomegranate green tea with blood orange, lemon juice, and agave nectar. There's also the Adventurous Margarita, which has tequila, passion fruit, papaya green tea, cucumber, lime, and agave. And then we also have the Weathered Fedora, the Old Forester Bourbon, Sweet Vermouth, Vanilla, Cinnamon, Star Anise, ginger bitters, and Nutmeg, which is served over an ice sphere. So as I know, all of those are all like pre-mixed drinks. So I think you just go up, you know, kind of grab that, and then you're good to go. So, yeah, this is fun. And I saw that they're also doing some specialty food items over at Jock Lindsey's Hangar Bar. Which of course is themed after the pilot who had about one or two minutes of screen time in the original Indiana Jones Raiders of the Lost Ark. So, you know, it's, you get some specialty items over there over at Disney Springs. But yeah, cool. I like when Disney does like this kind of stuff. Like, I want to see more of this. I think, you know, cause usually for like their movies, they always, you know, they kind of preview it at least in, what is it, One Man's Dream? Mm-hmm. Whatever that theater is over in Hollywood Studios. Like, I think Little Mermaid is there right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think, wouldn't you like to see more, like, of these pop-up locations for, the movies? I think that's such a good idea.
I think it's such a good idea, too. I think it's a great way for them to try new things, too. Because, like, it's not like they are offering a ton. But I think it's just enough to get that cute little taste of, you know, get me excited for the movie. Like, I'm not super, super pumped to go see it. I've just, nothing against it. I'll see it when it comes to Disney Plus. But, like, I would be super pumped to go see this little pop-up bar. And that would probably get me inspired to go see the movie. So, I love it. I think it's super cute. The drinks sound really good. So, even if we can't pronounce one of them, I think it's still fun.
Yeah, I think it's a great marketing tool, and it definitely gets people who don't know anything about the Dial of Destiny. It lets people know more about it. So, you know, I know they release like a huge merch line as well. So actually some really cool stuff, like especially some collector's items that you can find over at Hollywood Studios. I forget the store name, but like you can get the statue that he tries to steal in Raiders of the Lost Ark. The crystals, I'm blanking on the name, from Temple of Doom. You could also buy the Holy Grail from The Last Crusade. They have like some really cool collector's items over there in Hollywood Studios. So I see those. I'm like, ooh, if I was at Disney, I would totally buy them. But nice. Yeah, so that was definitely the biggest news item this week because it kind of came out of nowhere. No one really knew it was happening until it happened. So
yeah, I love that.
Yeah. All right. Well, sticking at Hollywood Studios, Katie, I don't know if you've ever seen the Disney Movie Magic projection show at Hollywood Studios. Have you seen it?
I have a while ago. Yes.
It's okay. Pretty cute. Yeah, last time I saw it was 2018.
Yeah.
They had, I guess it was the same one. I remember even asking a cast member like they don't really like, I feel like they don't like advertise it or like no one really talks about it at all as like a nighttime show. People just think like Fantasmic, but it's been going on for a while. And I remember like in 2018, I even asked a cast member about it near, they were at like a, I forget where they were, but they were sort of near the Chinese theater. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, well, hey, when is this show going on? Because I wasn't even sure. And they're like, what show are you talking about? I'm like, isn't there like a projection show? And they actually weren't even aware of it. And I was like, what? I was like, okay. So like, do they not know about it? But anyways, it was there. I saw it like later that night. So
interesting. Maybe it was like a new cast member or something. I don't know. They definitely don't promote it whatsoever because I always forget that it's there. Like, I think I've seen it, quote unquote, just because I like walked back and forth in front of it a few times and be like, oh yeah, I forgot there's that movie thing.
It's pretty much just, oh sorry, go ahead.
I was gonna say, I don't think I've seen it definitely in years either. And it was fine. It was cute. It clearly hasn't stuck with me, but it's basically just projections of a bunch of movies up on the Chinese theater. So.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's you know, it's just a fun, if you liked all the Disney movies, they just put them up on the Chinese theater. I think there's like a bit of firework effects that go into it as well. Like, you know, they've done like a Star Wars one in the past. You know, they kind of change it up. You know, I think they do like talk about animation as well. Mm-hmm. But anyways, what I'm getting at is that it has been suspended, you know, at Hollywood Studios for the time being. It's not airing. So. If you wanted to see it, it's not there right now. So that's the news. It's not, you know, it's not running right now. So
we just spent 2 minutes hyping it up to be like, but also now you can't see it anymore.
But you can't see it. Sorry, guys.
There might be a YouTube video somewhere. Yeah, or so. Better yet, just go watch all the movies.
I probably should have started the news item saying that's suspended and then go into it. So yeah,
it's fine. Gotta keep the listeners really listening. Good.
Yeah. But it was really good while it lasted.
Everyone knew about it.
Yeah, it should be coming back. You know, they've only said it's suspended. So, okay. So that's happening at Hollywood Studios. And then last year, you know, there's been a lot of construction going on over at the Grand Floridian. They've been updating a lot of the buildings, doing a ton of renovations. But they were also going to be renovating the lobby, the main lobby on the inside. And looks like it's finally started because they're like one third of like the lobby floor is like all blocked off and like they've started ripping stuff up. So. Just be aware if you're going to the Grand Floridian, if you're staying there, if you're going to visit, you know, you'll run into some construction that's starting in the lobby. And apparently it's going to be like the entire lobby just getting renovated, which is great. You know, just getting nicely updated. So
nice.
That's started over there. All right. So the next piece is this is something I wanted to mention because I know my daughter is going to love this. Mm-hmm. But the Boneyard Play Area over in Dinoland USA in Animal Kingdom has reopened after a long refurbishment. It closed down on May 1st, but it's reopened. They put down a lot of new like mat on the bottom that was like had a lot of crack, like I forget the term. Like a lot of the
squishy stuff.
Yeah, the squishy stuff. Yeah, there was a lot of cracks, so they replaced a lot of that. They put in some new sunshades, some new tarps, and some like new netting. It just needed like a big, you know, nice refurbishment over there. So I know that's something that we're going to be visiting. We didn't get to do it last year with our daughter, but you know, we went to the zoo 2 weekends ago, and they had like a dino play area over there, and she like loved it. So she loves going to the park. So I know there's some smaller kid areas over there, but then there's also some bigger kid areas. She likes to be very adventurous, so I'm sure she'll go to the big kid areas. We'll see. But I was looking at like photos people were posting about it. It looks way better than I remember. Like,
nice.
I think it's the same. Like, it looks the same, but like I haven't really looked at photos of it in a long time. And I'm like, oh, I kind of wish I was a kid now, like going on this thing.
Yeah, it is a super cool area. And I'm glad to see that they're still renovating things in Dinoland USA, because they wouldn't spend time to fix it if it was going away, right? That's what I just keep telling myself.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Don't get rid of my dinos. But yeah, no, I love the play area. Glad to see it's open again. It's a great area for kids to blow off some steam.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's for sure. It's the play, like that better than any ride. So, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so the last piece of news that we have today is that Disney did announce that Disney Celebrate America, a 4th of July concert in the sky, will be happening again at Magic Kingdom. You'll get to see it on July 3rd as well as July 4th. Happily Ever After will not present it on either of those dates. Yeah, so that's... You know, that's it. I've never been there the 4th of July. I've never seen it, but mm-hmm. I would imagine that if you were to see one, I would assume the 3rd would be less crowded on mm-hmm. the 3rd. Yeah. I mean, it's probably going to be a busy weekend.
I was going to say, but anyways. The 3rd and 4th is a Monday and Tuesday too. So,
Okay.
I don't know. If it were like a weekend, maybe one would be better.
People might be taking extended weekends.
Yeah, true. I don't know. It'll be cool. It's all right. I mean, it's always seemed pretty fun. I've never seen it either. But I love a good fireworks show, so.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the news we had this week.
Woohoo. It's hard-hitting another, stuff.
I know. Very, very slow news week. Yeah. I mean, if you're into video games, lots of fun video game news. But, yeah. Well, actually, they dropped. Okay, if you're in, since we have nothing to talk about, I'll mention this real quick. If you're really into Avatar, and you wanna go into the world of Pandora, like I do, I wish I could live in Pandora at times. I mean, maybe not really, because I'd probably die right away. But I really want to see Pandora. There is a video game coming out called Avatar: Frontiers of Pandora. And it's a open world role playing game where you can pretty much go anywhere you want in the world of Pandora, and you play as this character, and you go, you can hunt, collect things, go on quests, and do all this stuff. You get to live in Pandora. I mean, you can go to the one in Animal Kingdom, or you could play the video game. So, you know, just putting it out there. If you didn't know about it, I'm really excited about it. So,
how
it
many looks really times awesome. Have you watched Way of Water since it's posted on Disney Plus?
So I am a stickler with things. So I'm one of the few people that you're gonna laugh at me when what I'm about to tell you. I still collect Blu-rays and 4K Blu-rays. I still like getting hard discs and media. I think it's far superior than watching anything on streaming. And I won't get into those details why, but. The 4K Blu-ray is being released on Tuesday. So I'm getting it on Tuesday. So I bought Avatar 2, The Way of Water on 4K Blu-ray. But I also have a 3D TV. I bought a copy of it in 3D.
What?
And then I bought the original Avatar in 4K as well on a disc. God. So I have two copies of Avatar, The Way of Water, and then... I have two editions of Avatar sitting on my, I have Avatar in 3D. Then I have another Blu-ray set that I have. I'm obsessed. So I wanted to wait for the perfect home viewing to watch Avatar, The Way of Water. So yeah, I have not watched it yet on, Disney Plus. So
I am shocked, but then knowing that backstory, I am not shocked at all. That makes sense.
Yep. Yeah. So next week, probably by the time we talk next week, I'll have watched it already 20 Good. Times. Just kidding.
Yeah. There's not enough hours from now till then.
That's true. It's true.
To watch that movie. Yeah. It's so long. Well, that's cool. I knew you'd be excited for that. I will say I'm not a big 3D movie fan, but we accidentally bought tickets to see it in theaters in 3D. And it was like life changing. It was actually very cool to watch in 3D.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, they put a lot of work to make it look so good in 3D. They like film it in 3D. You can
see the dirt particles in the water when they're swimming.
I know. It's awesome.
Wild. Yeah. Which, I mean, okay, that doesn't actually sound like fun, but it is kind of wild.
Yeah. No, it's so good in 3D. I'm excited that, you know, I still have an old piece of technology because they stopped making 3D TVs in like 2016, I believe it was. So, you know, I have over 50 3D movies. So it's I'm a collector. I swear. I love
it. You are ridiculous.
I know. Yeah.
It's okay. I can't really say too much. Up until a couple years ago, I was still trying to collect VHS tapes because I thought they were going to come back.
No, they're not coming back.
I guess not come back, but like be cool or like be a collector's item, but not the way I was collecting them. I would just go to Goodwill and buy them for 25 cents. That doesn't count.
Yeah, they might look good on the shelf if you have the space.
They do. I still have the main clamshell Disney ones on in display case. Yeah. Not a display case, but bookshelf.
No, I hear you. Yeah, I'm a collector, so.
There you go.
Yeah, but all right. Well, so that's our news stories for today. So now we have some fun questions that we'll be asking each other. You know, nothing too crazy, but we're like, you know what? We need some more Disney conversation to chat about today. So while we're on the topic of movies, Katie thought of a question. So Katie, why don't you start with that movie question?
Okay. Which ride would you want to be turned into a movie that hasn't already been turned into a movie, right? So like a lot of the Disney rides are movies, right? We have Haunted Mansion, Jungle Cruise, Pirates, a ton of Disney rides have already been movies. But what ride would you want to be turned into a movie?
The first thing that I kind of thought of is I think an Expedition Everest movie would be really cool because they've already set up like a really awesome backstory that you can, if you're in the queue, like you can follow the story throughout the entire queue because they really set it up well. Now, I think that would make like a really fun movie talking about the railroad going up through Everest and like the Yeti and such like that, like make it into like a PG-13 kind of fun action adventure film. So I would honestly love to see something like that. Expedition Everest.
Yeah. Man, I love that idea. That's such a good one. I choose that as my answer too.
No, you can't choose that as your answer.
Okay. I honestly thought of this question, but didn't actually think of my answer. So I think kind of on the same page as you, I think the safari would be really fun. Kilimanjaro safaris would be cool. And like see what kind of hijinks you could get into with all of the animals. Like it could also be like a fun little animated little spoof kind of thing of like you're on a mission to see all the different animals. And that could be cute. What if we did like a Spaceship Earth movie that's all about time travel? So not necessarily like in the order of Spaceship Earth, but maybe like you pop around to different time zones and have to figure out how to get out. That'd be kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, that would be interesting. Have you ever seen the movie Cloud Atlas?
No, but I've heard of it.
Yeah, so it was a book written by I can't remember his name. I've read it before. It's on my shelf over here. I'm trying to think. I think it's David Mitchell. I think David Mitchell is his name. But so this book kind of jumps through like a bunch of different time periods, and that book, for whatever reason, always reminded me of Spaceship Earth.
Okay,
and how in Cloud Atlas things connect to each other throughout history, like going from, you know, the 1800s into like many, many hundreds of years into the future, like things just connect through. So like I always thought like with Spaceship Earth, like communication is like what connects everything. So like a move, you know, what if maybe like a movie happens where like, you know, you start in the past or you jump around through the different times, like you said, but like there's always something that connects one storyline. If you've read the book Cloud Atlas or if you've seen the movie, it'd probably make a lot more sense, but you know, I've always had that at the back of my mind. Okay. So
see, I like that. You could also do like a test track version of Fast and Furious, like a little mashup. Thought that would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'm literally just like going through the different rides and trying to come up with a movie idea for each ride.
Well, I'm really surprised. I'm not gonna lie. Everest was a second thought.
Okay.
I left one open for you because I thought you would have said dinosaur.
What?
Okay. No, you go first, and then I'll answer.
I was going to, but isn't that Jurassic Park?
No. So
like dinosaurs.
No, you time travel in the dinosaur ride. So
yeah.
Remember, dinosaur. It had a different name. Countdown to Extinction, I think, mm-hmm. was the original name. And then once the dinosaur movie came out throughout Disney, like the year 2000, I think they changed it to dinosaur.
Yeah, they rethemed it for the Iguanodon. Because it used to be a different dinosaur than the Iguanodon.
But I think it could be like a fun movie where, you know, you have to take this time rover back in the time. Mm-hmm. And you do go into the land of the dinosaur. You spend a good, decent chunk of the, you know, the movie there, and then, you know, you have to get back right before the comet is hitting Earth. Mm-hmm. You get the dinosaur back in time, and then you spend the rest of the movie with the dinosaur in the present day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, could be fun.
I love it. I was going to say it, but then I was like, well, that's just too predictable. I gotta come up with something else.
Well, that's
But it would be cool. But like, I would need literal, actual Dr. Seeker there with me.
Yeah, of course.
Because
he's gonna reprise his role.
Yeah, and he definitely didn't age at all. He's still the same guy from the '90s,
mm-hmm. early 2000s. Absolutely.
So I'd love some Dr. Seeker. Yeah, basically anything in Animal Kingdom. Big fan.
Yeah.
Mostly because Joe Rohde did it all. Like when you're talking about Everest, I mean that was 100% Joe Rohde, and he's. He's my mm-hmm. boo. Everyone should know. Joe Rohde is my boo. He did such a good job. I mean, Dr. Seeker is also my boo, but Joe Rohde is an actual person. So,
yeah. All right. Well, that's that question. If, you know, hey, reach out to us. Let us know what ride you want to see turn into a movie. You know, I feel like Disney's been kind of hit or miss with that. Mm-hmm. Like Pirates, like I think is like a masterpiece. Like mm-hmm. the first one. I love the second and third one. The other ones are like okay, but the first one's a banger. Yeah, Jungle Cruise was mediocre. Tomorrowland was a big disappointment. I was hoping for. Have you ever seen Tomorrowland? I had such high hopes for that movie, and it was a real disappointment.
I was gonna say I know I really wanted to watch it, and then I just heard horrible things about it, so now I just kind of gave up on it.
Well. They didn't spend any time, like they barely spent any time in Tomorrowland. Yeah. And when it was Tomorrowland, it was like a derelict version of Tomorrowland. It's just like, what? Like, can't we be in Tomorrowland? Like, what is this movie? So it was really weird choices for it. But yeah. Anyways. All right. Well, let's move on. I think we're just going to go to your other question because it's kind of relates. Yeah. So go ahead with the other one.
All right. So obviously you saw the movie Tomorrowland. My question is, at Magic Kingdom, what land would you want to permanently live in? So we started talking before we started recording, like circa season one of Westworld, where they kind of go into like the Wild Wild West virtual reality kind of thing, right? I guess it's not virtual reality, but it kind of is. All of the AI robots and stuff. I'm not explaining this show very well if you've seen it. But they basically go and live their lives in this completely fabricated but very, very real life world. And it's all set in like Western theme. But I'm wondering if you could pick any of the lands at Magic Kingdom, which one would you choose to live circa season one of Westworld?
I mean, for me, I love just sci-fi and mm-hmm. space, like all things. Like, I love it so much. I feel like I would want to live in the 1994 version of Tomorrowland.
Ooh, just because, very specific.
Just because, when they did the new Tomorrowland back then, the story that they had was really cool. And I want to like live in that version because it was really all about it was kind of like a convention happening in Tomorrowland. You had the Time Seeker Theater, which, you know, helped like shows you travel through time. They had the Alien Extraterrestrial attraction. I know I'll always talk about it. But it was like a really cool story that they had. It's like, oh man, if that was like a real space that I could like, you know, travel to, like be part of this like convention, you know, in that Tomorrowland world, I would absolutely love to, like, either, you know, permanently live and or spend time in Tomorrowland. So
nice. Yeah. I knew you were gonna pick that.
I know it's too obvious. What about you? Fair.
I think I would want to live on Main Street, USA. Love the old timey, the music, the shopping, the lights at night, that like old school, like small city vibe. I just love that atmosphere. And I think Main Street is really where I feel like at home. So I think I would want to do Main Street. Like, I'd want to live in one of the little rooms above one of the shops and go out to get hot dogs at Casey's and go get some ice cream and stop by the firehouse, out of the city hall, all of those fun things. I just like that cute little small town vibe is, I don't know, so appealing to me. So I think I would do that one. I kind of want to say Jungle Cruise or Adventureland Jungle Cruise area, because I think that would just be kind of fun and adventurous. But I think I would get tired of it very fast, and I wouldn't be nearly as adventurous as I probably would hope.
Well, then you could just go then hang out with like the pirates and loot and pillage if you want.
That's true. I could just go drink rum all day with the pirates. That'd be fun.
Yeah, you are a big rum gal.
I am. But yeah, I think those would be my top two, but definitely Main Street USA would be my number one choice. I'd love to live in that life.
Cool. Sounds good. So yeah, what, you know, listeners out there, let us know what land you would want to permanently live in, you know, circa like Westworld season one. So, all right. So my last question to you is, you can only spend time during the day or night at the Disney parks. Which one would you choose? Would you want to be there during the day or at night?
This is like so tricky because I need to clarify by during the day, what hours are we talking? Like, are we talking like literal middle of the day or like rope drop morning?
When the sun is out and when the sun is down.
Well, that changes my answer then. So if the sun is in play, I choose at night, because I think the lights are really pretty. I think you can get a lot done at the parks, and you don't have to deal with as many crowds. It's cooler, and I think the rides take on a different personality at night. That said, I will always choose rope dropping first, because there's nothing better than Disney parks at the very early morning. But that happiness ends at like 11. Like, I would only do morning at the parks. I would never do afternoons at the parks, because that just sounds terrible, because it is.
So which one would you choose then?
I would choose night. I don't want to be there in the afternoon.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
At all, right. Ever. I would choose only nighttime.
Okay.
God, I don't like all that right. question. See, you may... Ugh.
It's a tough question.
I know. But no, I think I would choose night. What would you do?
Well, I'll try to play the, you know, talk opposite here. I would also choose night. Pretty much for like the same reasons. It's also just usually cooler. I'm the opposite of you, where I would much rather close out a park than do like rope drop. I don't care that much of being there at rope drop. You know, we do it once in a while, but I would much rather like be there at the end of the night, you know, you know, being on a ride after the park closes mm-hmm. and, you know, leaving. But, it, you know, I'm trying to think of answers of why I would choose day over night. And, oh man, it's tough. Because I'm trying to play, like, the opposite of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, let's think. I mean, to do the day.
Well, I mean, for day, I mean, you definitely get more hours.
Yes.
In. Like, depending on the time of year, mm-hmm. I guess you could really, you know, say you'll get a lot more done. And, you know, for instance, like, you can't really go to Animal Kingdom at night. It's barely open, you know. It's open to, like, what, 8 o'clock? And, like, you know, once spring, summer comes around, it's not really open at night. So it's like, I feel like you could barely see Pandora at night these days. Like, they really got to let that park close at 9 o'clock. Like, come on, Disney. Please just keep it open just one extra hour.
For the animals.
I know, but, like, they could still have the rides open.
The animals would be very annoyed.
No, they won't. All the rides besides, like, Everest are inside.
But I don't know. I have no reason. Let's call Joe Rody up. Mostly because I want to talk to him.
So during the day, you definitely have way more hours. You could still get a lot done. And then, you know, personally for me, I also really like going out to dinner, like at like a resort, mm-hmm. you know, in the evening. So I feel like during the day, I could just do get all my park stuff in. I could end it by like 2 o'clock, take a nap, and then I can... then eat dinner over there. So,
okay.
I think nighttime's just the way to go.
No, nighttime's definitely, generally speaking, nighttime's the way to go. I think my answer does change based on the parks. And I noticed that because I would obviously much rather do Animal Kingdom during the day, but Magic Kingdom and Hollywood Studios 100% would do it at night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Epcot is like neither, / both, but like, yeah. I don't think either is ideal. Epcot's always.
I feel like when Epcot's not under construction at night is going to be way better as well. Yeah. So.
And for the record, I love Epcot very much. It's just right now, either way, it's Epcot. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I think next year we're going to have a whole new Epcot. So.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
Theoretically, it should be almost, if not completely done by the time I go in November.
I think it's supposed to be, yeah, that's right. I think it's supposed to be the end of this year.
It says, like, fall, right? Which November is fall, so we'll see. It should be at least mostly done, but TBD.
Yeah, so. All right, well, you know, those were some pretty fun questions that, you know.
I like it.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, when we don't have any news topics, you know, we'll try to come up with some other questions that are just fun that we can kind of kill some time with. All right. Well, we do have one listener question for today. Katie, why don't you take this one away?
All right. So this one is from my lovely friend Anya. She's on Instagram at the Polyclay Princess. She asks, what do you think is the most convenient and easy to navigate resorts? And that is talking like what is close to the food, the lobby, parking, you know, easiest to get around. Matt, you had a good answer for this one, so I'm going to let you run with it first.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, definitely once you get to like the deluxe resorts, like those are going to be the easiest to navigate because they are smaller. There's less rooms. I mean, you know, everyone knows Wilderness Lodge is like my favorite resort, but like that's honestly a really small resort and it's super close to the main lobby, to all of the food locations, even parking. Like, your room could be right next to like the buses as mm-hmm. well. Like you don't have to walk very far at all. You know, even if you're at the Grand Floridian, the Contemporary, like, think about it. The Contemporary is just like a big tower. It's all, everything's right there. You just mm-hmm. got to take an elevator, go down, and you know, you're there. But once you get to, you know, like the moderates and the values, like those rooms are spread out like far, like Coronado Springs, like you got to walk like, maybe like, it could be like 20 minutes, maybe not 20, maybe I don't know, but like you could walk a long time to get to, you know, your resort. Same thing with like, sorry, to like the lobby or like to the food. And same thing with like Caribbean Beach. Like that's mm-hmm. a huge spread out. You know, good thing with Caribbean Beach, like you can actually walk over to like the Riviera and get food if you want, because if you're on that end, it's like a quick, it's like a quick walk to the Riviera. It might be closer. But yeah, I mean, definitely once, you know, the deluxe resorts are the most convenient and easiest to navigate, because they're all, you know, smaller and, you know, closer to each other. Mm-hmm. The buildings are closer. So, yeah. Anything you want to add to that, Katie?
No, I think that's really right. I think I can't really think of what's the easiest one. Contemporary is probably the easiest one because it's so...
I would say...
compact and on top of each other.
I would say Contemporary for sure, yeah.
But Contemporary is also my least favorite resort. I've never even stayed there, but it just seems so blah to me. And I feel like I'm sure I would change my perspective if I ever did stay there, but I just have no desire to stay there.
I think because I stayed at Bay Lake Tower, yeah. which is literally attached to Contemporary, I think it's funny. I was about to say the word convenient not even think about the question, but like because of the convenience of that mm-hmm. resort, it is really great to be at,
yes.
because walking distance to the Magic Kingdom, easy to hop on the monorail to then go catch the thing to catch it to Epcot, you know, restaurants right there. You have Steakhouse 71, California Grill, two great restaurants. You have Chef Mickey's, you got a character breakfast there. Contempo Cafe is a really, I actually really like the food at Contempo Cafe. I've had their meals there plenty of times, and I've always had good meals there. Like for convenience, I would definitely say, Contemporary.
Yeah. Yeah,
it is, you know, it's expensive. It is, yeah. but it's definitely the easiest and most convenient for sure.
Yep. The other one I was thinking of as far as deluxe resorts goes, that's probably not good, is also Animal Kingdom Lodge. Only because I don't know what it is about that resort, but the hallways are so freaking long.
Yeah.
Like you just feel like you're walking on the Animal Kingdom Lodge hallways mm-hmm. for forever. That said, easily one of my favorite, if not my favorite resort. So I'm still not dissing it whatsoever. But I think another really good one would be the Riviera. One, because it is kind of more compact with it being a tower and all that. But I also think there's a really big bonus having it be on the Skyliner line. Because it's very convenient to get to Epcot and Studios mm-hmm. And then the other resorts as well. So I think Riviera might be the most, well, Contemporary is definitely super convenient for Magic Kingdom. But Riviera is another really good one if you want a compact resort, still deluxe, but also easy to transport to the different parks.
Yeah. You know what disappoints me about the Riviera?
What?
Its main lobby. Have you ever been in it?
No, I've actually literally never been into the Riviera. The only thing I've really seen is Topolino's and the Tangled picture wall thing.
Yeah, it's the lobby is just, I feel like it's kind of pretty in, like it's pretty in there, but like I feel like it's small. Like I think when I think of like a deluxe resort, like mm-hmm. I want the lobby to like I want to walk in and be like yeah. grandiose, like wide and open. Like you don't have that with the Riviera. Like the Grand Floridian has it, Wilderness mm-hmm. Lodge, the Animal Kingdom Lodge. Mm-hmm. I mean, even the, not really the Contemporary, because the main lobby is like on a lower floor.
Yeah. Polynesian,
you know, now the Grand Destino Tower over, you know, at the Coronado Springs Resort.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, walking into, the Riviera, it's just like, yeah, like the grounds of Riviera is like gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Like it's really nice over there, but like little, you know, when you first walk into it, you're like, oh, this is, you know, this is it. Okay.
So, okay.
That's just me. So. I do want to stay there though, because it of the convenience of it being on the Skyliner. So
mm-hmm. yeah. Agreed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I think any resort on the Skyliner would be make it convenient, but again, depending where you are, you'll have to like walk.
Yeah. I don't know though, because Pop Century and Art of Animation are some of the worst ones because they're also very laid out and there's no other food options. Like at least Coronado, they have some food options kind of sprinkled all over the resort for being so laid out. But Pop and Art of Animation literally have like the one food court zone.
And that's true.
That's true. It. So I don't know. If you're going to stay on the Skyliner, it's just, I don't know. I would like to say
Caribbean Beach. Or...
Caribbean Beach is probably much better.
Yeah, Caribbean Beach or Riviera.
So. Yeah. Awesome. Well, right. That was a fun one. Thank you, Anya. And I just want to give a shout out for her because, one, she is the nicest human I've ever not met, but met on Instagram. And she has the cutest little Etsy shop called Sugared Petals Bakery. She does like poly clay earrings and jewelry, things like that. I'm not much of an earrings person or that sort of thing, but she also makes the cutest little magnets, and they're all different themes of like the princesses, and she has like Disney donut themes, and
yo, it's these just, are dope,
dude. They are so cute and these so are well really made. Good. And she's truly the sweetest human ever. So everyone go check out. It looks like
you're gonna eat them.
I know. And they're so sparkly and in person. So I have one of the magnets that is a Mickey shaped waffle and it has like syrup drizzled over it. And it legitimately looks like a waffle with syrup on it. Like it could not be more realistic if it tried. Like it's just so great. So well made.
How the hell does she make these?
She's a magician. I am so sure.
Oh, I see a waffle one. Yes. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, they're waffle one. Yeah. With the cute little melted butter. Oh my God. It's like the most perfect thing. So everyone go check out her Etsy shop, Sugared Petals Bakery.
I'll link it in the description too.
Please do. And then, yeah, she's on Instagram at the Poly Clay Princess. So check out her stuff. She's just, I could not say better things about her.
Yeah, if you need some like Disney themed earrings for the parks, like these are it.
Yeah.
These are really good. I'm not just saying it, like they're really good.
Yes, not sponsored whatsoever. I don't even think she knows that I'm saying any of this, but
yeah.
I firmly believe this is one of the cutest handmade jewelry shops I've ever seen.
Yeah. Sugared Petals Bakery on Etsy. And again, I'm gonna link it in the description, so yeah. Oh, look at these pumpkin pie earrings with the little Mickey on them. They're like a slice of pumpkin pie, and it has like a Mickey head whipped cream on it. These are really neat.
She has cute little Mickey macaroon earrings too.
I just want to eat all of these.
I know.
Oh, these are like some fun summer ones. They have like lemon earrings, grapefruit earrings, lime earrings. I mean, I wish I wore earrings just so I could.
I know.
Oh, look at these watermelon ones with the little Mickeys inside of them.
I know. I wish I've told her this all the time. Like I really would wear earrings if like I don't know. I wish I did wear earrings because
I want the I want these watermelon ones. These are so cool.
She has some magnets too, so that's what I have. I have a magnet.
I gotta look for the magnets because I would put these on the fridge. So. Oh, here we go. Magical magnets. Mm-hmm. Oh, they have the waffle ones in magnet form. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyways.
Yes.
So, all right. Well, yes. Thank you for the question. Appreciate it. And go check out our shop. So, well, you know, I always, you know, I thought this might be a short one, but we pushed it out. We did it. We managed to have a full episode with no news. So
turns out we're good at talking about nonsense Disney things.
I know. So anyways, if you have any questions, you know, be sure to send them in to us. We enjoy answering them. You know, we are the, you know, most... We know everything that there is to know about Disney, even though we question ourselves on some of the things. Yeah. So don't, you know, we know our stuff. What could we say?
We're very blissfully unaware of any time we're wrong as well.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's none of the information we ever say is wrong. So.
No. 90% of the time, Matt's over here Googling things too. So.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Like what I'm going to eat for breakfast tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So, Katie, let's get out of here. Where can everyone find you?
All right. You guys come hang out with me on Instagram. I'm over at Magically Mootsy.
And you can find me over on Instagram, Park Chatter Pod. And if you're not subscribing to this podcast already, please do so. Do that on any major podcast platform. And if you can, give us a, you know, 5-star rating. Let us know what you think of us. That'll be very helpful to us. But all right. Well, that's it for this week. And hopefully next week we have some fun Christmas news to talk about. So we'll see.
Woo-hoo. Yeah. Can't wait.
But all right, Katie, until next time, I will see you then.
All right. Bye.